Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
34 after the hour. How do you do? Welcome to Doug, Jen, and Victoria on the air. Kara Schillen is in the hot box in the studio in
Washington. Which may or may not be on fire.
Okay, everything's all right. Say hi to Josh Norton listening in Phoenix, Arizona. Hi, Josh.
Hey, Josh.
How
hi, Josh.
All right, here's official America at work. Lenny Wood, 96 years old, blind. So you'd think people might understand when he accidentally put two glass jars in the wrong recycling bin. Sanitation workers told the veteran that they would not take the bin until he removed the jars. He told them that he was physically unable to bend over and get them out, so they left the bin where it was and refused to touch it for 2 weeks. Next.
Okay.
Try not to get too enthusiastic about these. Messina, New York, code enforcement officer Gregory Frigo says inflatable pools. Wait till you don't get excited until I tell you the story.
Frigo.
Says inflatable pools are a menace. And this year he cited 20 people for having them. City and state codes say that any pool with at least 24 inches of water, even inflatable, must have a permit.
Oh, boy.
Or a 4 foot high lock fence around them. An audible alarm to let people know if somebody falls in.
Okay. I mean, look, if you're really into safety, that's a good rule.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, personally, I think that they are an eyesore, so I'd
they
be okay.
are. And I'm so, can I make a true confession here?
Next
I've
door.
Been pondering. No, I've been pondering with
no.
getting one.
No.
Well,
no.
I fit right into the neighborhood.
Fine.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was like, this might be fun. I mean, my dad's got a really nice built-in pool and everything, so I could go over there and swim. But how nice would it be to just, you know, wander outside for a minute and pop in?
Like I did. Take your bar of soap, jump into the pool. I missed that this year. I don't have a pool in my new house. Story of Tom Clevin. This is official America at work, folks. Tom Clevin thought he'd prepare for a triathlon by swimming across Lake Nokomis in Minnesota. Lifeguard ordered him back when he was about halfway across. When he returned to shore, the Minneapolis Park Police cited him for swimming too far. $1,000 fine, 90 days in jail if convicted. And since he's a doctor, he'll have to report the incident each time he applies for renewal of his medical license. He's swimming across a lake, and it's against the law to swim across the lake.
Is he crossing state lines or something? Like, that's so weird.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, this is official America at work. Georgia Department of Natural Resources seized 500 turtles from Steve Santoff. Alleging his possession of them was illegal, a jury ruled in his favor, so the department had to return all the turtles.
Ha.
Agency couldn't quite fulfill the whole request. More than 300 of them died while they were in the government's
takedown.
Possession.
Why does someone need 500 turtles, let alone a turtle?
Okay, again, back to my stories. When I was a little kid, and this my house that I used to that I live in now was my grandparents' house. There was a next door neighbor, Jerry and Louis Rodriguez. They were still alive. Hi, guys. They used to have turtles, and I used to hoist myself up over the fence and just watch them. They were awesome. They were
turtles
really
just wandering around the backyard.
In the backyard, yeah, big turtles, so cute.
Government at work.
To be fair, he probably shouldn't have 500, though. It's probably not.
A lot. 500 of anything is really a lot, unless you have, like, an ant farm.
Unless you're
something.
Noah. Well, no, just kidding. He only had two of each. Never mind.
He would have had, like.
Right. In Tinley Park, Illinois, Mayor Ed Zabrocki says police have been overzealous in ticketing cars that don't have municipal stickers on them. Tinley Park residents are required to buy the stickers for road maintenance, but police have been ticketing cars driven by people from outside the city. And outside the state, the police reply, the ordinance allows them to ticket any car without a sticker. That's what I like.
Okay.
Let's make sure we collect all the money that we possibly can. Right. Here in Massachusetts, drivers challenge more than 250,000 traffic tickets a year. This year, the state legislature reacted by imposing a $25 fee on anybody who takes their case to court.
Why? Oh, that is so bad. That is not okay.
Government at work.
You Mark get the Watson. Right to challenge it. Hello.
Mark Watson collapsed in agony. What'd you do?
A speed away from the courthouse.
Got a ticket for doing that. Let's see here. Mark Watson collapsed in agony had to be rushed to the hospital in an ambulance.
Uh-oh.
Doctors told him his appendix had burst and needed to be taken out. This made Mr. Watson angry and confused since the same doctors had operated on him 3 weeks earlier to remove his appendix.
Oh, my God.
Oh, poor guy.
Oh, people are really funny. Okay, so many of you have heard the rumors about Gretchen Carlson and Roger Ailes. I don't know why I find this, probably for me anyway, this is the most intriguing story of the day. All right, so we'll dig around in it in a few minutes and we'll all have our say and then it'll go to wherever it goes, but because it's part of the television report. Before we go there, though, an announcement this morning about Chelsea Manning, speaking of government at work. Remember the former U.S. Army private who was in prison because she leaked, he leaked, she...
Right, I think originally Brandon, right? Brandon Manning?
Yeah. And then, leaked classified information to WikiLeaks. Yeah. Hospitalized yesterday.
But then the government helped pay for her transition.
Right. Now he tried to commit suicide. She tried to commit suicide yesterday. So, in the hospital in Fort Leavenworth, Kansas.
But isn't she stuck in an all-male prison? She's been requesting to be transferred to a female prison, and they won't.
So must life be like for her?
You know, I don't care, actually. Yeah. I mean, it's not my... look, she wants to take the money and have the surgery, more power to her. That's great. I do not want to have to pay for that, and taxpayers are paying for it.
Yes.
And that you know...
But see, that's the thing that's weird. I don't understand why taxpayers were involved at all. And how was that even justified? Like, I don't agree with that at all. Yeah. But then, since we did pay for the surgery, why is she still stuck in an all-male prison then?
Yeah, why isn't she in an all-female prison?
Because,
right.
Oh, wait a minute. You know what's going to happen? Mm-hmm. All right, this is what's going to happen. You know what's going to happen. We're
going to
now start
happen.
Building prisons for transvestites.
Transgender.
Transgender people. That's what they're
Although a transvestite prison might be kind of fun.
That would be fun. It's a great drag show.
Pause for a moment, and then the story behind the story with Gretchen Carlson filing a sexual harassment lawsuit against Roger Ailes, the CEO of Fox News. This is about as juicy as anything you'll hear today, folks. If you're on vacation or you're planning a vacation, perhaps you might want to look out for fakers or faking. Thousands of tourists visit sites around the world every year because they believe they are steeped in history. I am here to help you realize that there are some places that you might be visiting that you're being taken for a ride, if you know what I mean. One example is Juliet's Balcony in Italy. Every year, lots and lots, thousands of people who are Shakespeare fans flock to this balcony where supposedly Romeo and Juliet confessed to their undying love. Problem is, there was no balcony in the play, and there were no balconies that existed in Shakespeare's time. So if you're going to Italy, and it says, the tour guide says, we're going to take you to Juliet of Romeo and Juliet's balcony, you might want to catch a bus for some other place.
It's kind of like going to Plymouth Rock. When you get to Plymouth Rock and it's just like a rock and you're like,
it's a rock.
Wait.
The Sherlock Holmes
carved
Museum at 221 B Baker Street in London. In the theory, the museum is located at one of the most famous addresses in literature, 221 B Baker Street, but the address doesn't exist. Didn't when Sherlock and John Watson supposedly lived there from 1881 to 1904. So if somebody takes you to 221, I remember being taken there. That's where Sherlock Holmes lived, right?
Did you know at the time that it wasn't real?
No. No. All right, let's see. Where else should you not go if somebody says, take a trip to the prehistoric wall in Cuba? This is a popular stop for sightseeing buses that do day trips now that Americans are coming back in droves. Visitors pay $15 to see a large mural on a boulder. Only problem, it was painted in 1961. Nothing prehistoric about it at all. And Jennifer says Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock is a big joke.
Yeah.
It is not.
It's horrible. Yeah, I was so excited to go there and then just wildly disappointed.
Yeah, there's nothing there. Well, there is a small rock that's on a hard place.
I'm sorry, what?
It's 42 past the hour.
Today on App Check, Songkick creates a personalized concert calendar based on your bands and your location. It's close, but still needs a little work. Songkick. Struck out.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Think Green. Harrison with you. Downtown LA now boasts a science fiction schoolroom where kids can stretch their imaginations while learning about conservation. Frédéric Dieudonné, you like that, huh? Is Jules Verne Adventures co-founder.
The idea is to have the children, the younger generations, and, like you said, the adults, become aware of the beauties of the world surrounding us, and also maybe thinking of doing something to keep it as it is. You know, mankind has been very,
naughty?
Yes, sometimes naughty, you know. They don't realize everything is intermingled.
Jules Verne Adventures is at jvaff.org. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So how many mistakes have you made today? Probably at least three. Here's the social science of it.
One, two, five. Three.
Researchers have identified at least three types of common mistakes. The first, the assumption type. You leave out a critical piece of information and assume you did it right. Next, a selection mistake, where you switch things accidentally. And the final mistake, a capture mistake. You start one thing, something captures your attention, and you forget to do the first.
Spectacular mistake.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Routine is not your friend. Check your work, check your friend's work, and then get them to recheck your work. Create a checklist of what to do correctly and mark it off each and every time. That will reduce mistakes and keep you out of costly lawsuits. Got a question? You can contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, 46 past the hour now with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. The story from the television world about a journalist who was fired after being carried by a couple of older folks over puddles. The journalist was covering severe floods, got fired after she was caught on camera being carried over puddles by an elderly couple to avoid getting her expensive shoes wet.
Did you see the pictures? It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm looking at the pictures now.
Get my Louis Vuittons wet, please. Yeah.
This poor elderly couple.
There's going to be a lot of commentary about this, up, down, and sideways. I've already talked about it a couple of times because I've always been a fan of Gretchen Carlson's, and I don't know whether Jennifer's going to convince me that it's not that she doesn't want me to be a fan, but she thinks this is too little too late, if in fact what she claims in her sexual harassment suit is true. So for those who haven't heard the story, Gretchen, who used to be on Fox and Friends until Steve Doocy sexually harassed her there, so she
Brian
says.
Kilmeade.
Well, oh, really? It was Brian Kilmeade, not Ducey. Okay.
Yeah, I've heard, well, you know, the story that were, maybe it was Steve Ducey, but I had heard a long time that she had a beef with Brian Kilmeade, too. So, yeah. In any case, she didn't like those co-hosts because right. They would be sort of like old boys club, sort of.
Yeah. All right, so she left, and Ailes gave her another, or she earned, or somehow or other, she started a new show at night. What was it, the final story or the complete story?
It was actually the real story, and it was not at night. It was at 11 o'clock Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern, right?
Okay. Yep.
So not terrible, and it almost would seem like that was an upgrade because on Fox and Friends, even though it's early morning, she was still sharing the stage with a bunch of her co-hosts, right? So she got her own show. In afternoons, which was interesting. Now, here's where the story gets a little sticky. She walked off the set of Fox and Friends. Shortly after that, they brought in Elizabeth Hasselbeck and they gave Gretchen Carlson the real story. Well, now her contract was not renewed. She has been off the air, I think, like since June 23rd. I kind of thought she was on vacation, but she was let go. And she's filed a lawsuit against Roger Ailes saying that she was sexually harassed, saying that Roger Ailes told her once when she was complaining about being sexually harassed and mistreated at the network that they should have slept together once. Now, I'm not standing up for Roger Ailes. I don't doubt that he probably said that to Gretchen Carlson. But for me, it's all about the timing. As a woman, if someone sexually harasses you, the time to say something is right around the time that the event took place, instead of when you get fired from the network, because then it brings you from the victim role to sort of the bitter role. And I don't know if this does her career any favors. Had she said something when Roger Ailes first said this to her, she would have been the victim. Maybe she would have been picked up by CNN, maybe MSNBC. Now it just looks like she might be more Sue happy because she got let go after she turned 50. I mean, it's just, I don't know.
I wonder, I agree with that, but I wonder if, and you never know, but I wonder if there were agents and PR people behind the scenes saying, just let it go, just stay quiet, you're doing great, you're on the air, you've got your own show, just let it go. You know, I wonder if she was getting bad advice, too, because that happens a lot.
She claims that Ailes called her sexy, but too much work.
Whoa.
And had said to her that he slept with at least three former Miss Americas, but never her.
So it's always good to have a list, isn't it? Yeah. And her attorney, Nancy Smith, said that the lawsuit didn't begin with her termination. So maybe it's just poor timing. Maybe they knew the lawsuit was in the works.
Where the heck's Gloria Allred in this one?
Yeah. In any case, she's been really active on social media. She's been talking about, you know, being real. She started a hashtag, Stand With Gretchen. So I think she's trying to rally female support. But
I like her. And I think that Ailes is an old pig, and most everybody, you look at him, he looks like an old pig. So whether that affects it or not. All right, Jen.